Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of being in the light, walking with you, experiencing you. Thank you, Lord. This is eternal life, the God quality of life, that we know you. Thank you, Lord, that we can be aware of you. We can speak about you and we can experience you. That's knowing, and that's what you are pleased with. So thank you. Thank you for this wonderful word. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your service this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family, disciples, saints, called out ones. Our readings is Romans chapter 6 from verse 11. Verse 10 just said, Jesus, we know, died to sin once. It happened 2,000 years ago, once for all people, for all sin, and he now lives to God. Amen. It's all about now him ruling and reigning to bring down darkness, and him ruling and reigning to enlighten, love, encourage his brothers, his co-heirs, his bride. And so it goes on. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey its passions. So we let righteousness, the right things, reign in our mortal bodies to fulfill the passion, the heart, the love, and our deepest desires as well. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will not have dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. We're under grace. That's the original intention of God, the divine influence upon his heart. We being love, he desired God the offspring, he desired obedient children, and that was all lost in Adam. But never totally lost, because God is not a man to change his mind. And so he's moved on behalf of himself, his Son, and the Holy Spirit to bring us back into the divine plan, the divine love, the perfect love that casts out all fear. So guys, here we can just see it. We were made by God, we were made for God, and we were made to walk with God and be a beautiful fragrance. And so now we don't allow the deception, the lies of sin to embrace us in any way, spirit, soul, or body, but we let the love of God, the goodness of God, the favor of God, the great and precious promises of God, the perfect love that casts out all fear, inspire faith in us. And so we can be the vessels of righteousness. I think of the armor in Ephesians 6 verse 10. He says, put on, be clothed, be with the power of God. Amen. And we see it's all good. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, the gospel. Gospel is good news, guys, not bad news. I'm lost, I'm far away. The gospel is we are near. In him we live and move. And that's it. It's all beautiful. And that's all, everything there is light. Everything there is love. Everything there is answers, not problems. Blessings, not curses. So be enlightened, because you are enlightened. The Bible says, beautiful, be babes to evil and wise to this goodness, wise to this love, wise to the light. And then he says, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. So arise and shine. You've got the victory, and you've got it in your God, and it's available to you. And so let it flow. Let the living waters flow from your heart to your head to out into the world. Amen. You're an instrument of righteousness, bought with a price. Precious. Amen. Precious, precious, precious. Love you guys. Lackaday. Bye.